It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
3-2 pitch to Bell. Here it is. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to center field. Jarren Duran takes a couple of steps back and makes the catch. And the Boston Red Sox win this ball game 6-5 in 12 innings and walk out of Miami with the sweep. It's going to make for a nice plane ride to New York.
Had him all the way.
What a big win for the Red Sox. Couple opportunities. It felt like they were going to lose this one, Joe, but they keep holding on. They keep getting two runs and extras. And a really big win for this club, and a nice job there by Greg Weiser.
Good Friday to you. It's KJ and Lyons on WEEI in for Gresham. 4-8-8-6-1-7-7-7-9-7-9-3-7. Text line 37937. John, that's the final call from the Red Sox, sweeping another series in Miami in what was a nail-biting, crazy game for seven innings. You could not peel my eyes off of it. I would not step away to eat anything. As soon as the no-hitter gets, I fall asleep for 20 minutes. It's a damn 2-2 game. But it's a big win for the Red Sox, especially going into their series tonight with the Yankees.
Yeah, and they came into this series, KJ, against a Marlins team that obviously well below 500, not a good baseball team, one of the handful of teams actually out of the race in the NL. So you were hoping coming in, hey, they can keep their momentum going. They win that Sunday game against the Padres after getting crushed on Friday and Saturday, but they get back on track on Sunday. Can they keep that momentum going? Boom, they win three in a row. Now they're heading into New York, and this is a pivotal, KJ, I think next 10 days or so with this baseball team, because you have three games in New York, a team that you had success against earlier this year, but three games in New York. Then you have Oakland, and then you have the Royals, who you are now just a half game ahead of in the wild card standings after this win. So if the Red Sox can, over these next 10 days, continue to play really good baseball, they're going to head into the All-Star break in a great place.
Yeah, I think especially after that last series they had with the Yankees, where I think they stole eight bases in one game. I think if you can continue to turn that heat on the Yankees, who are reeling right now, they just lost three straight to the Cincinnati Reds at home and just look very lackluster out there. You'd almost forget that Aaron Judge is an MVP candidate the way they've been playing here
Yankees
recently.
2-8 in their last 10.
You got to capitalize on that. And then you also can't overlook that you've got that series against Oakland before you get to Kansas City. So you're absolutely right. The series coming up with Kansas City is going to say, I think, a lot about how management approaches the trade deadline, which will be right there. You and I talked about it yesterday when we were here. Let's not wait until the very last day to make a decision. Probably after this Yankee series. If you take two out of three of the series, you probably need to be on the phone and start saying, okay, these are the things we've identified we wanted to go after. Do you go after a bigger frontline pitcher? That's a question. What teams are, you know, still have pretty big names on their roster? You maybe look at the White Sox, who might be willing to unload some of their players. I think the Red Sox are in a very advantageous position to make the right decisions and not have to make big, huge decisions because of where the wild card stands and looks right now.
Yeah, and I think another team the Red Sox have to be aware of is Houston. And this is a team they started out, remember, 0-4, they got swept by the Yankees to start the year. They were 10 games under 500 at the end of April. Now they're 45-42. They're just 2.5 games back of the Red Sox. They actually have a better run differential than the Red Sox do, only by a couple runs. But point being, this is a team that we know how good they can be. They're a perennial contender. They've totally rebounded since that awful start to begin the year. So if I'm the Red Sox, they need to make moves looking at, hey, the Royals and their own wild card standings, but they have Houston creeping up on them. So I think that's another piece here where you want to go into the All-Star break playing well, but I think you want to come out of the All-Star break maybe already having made that move because you want to keep ahead of these teams and not give them any ground to catch up.
You know, you got to give your flowers to Nick Pivetta and his performance yesterday. You know, when I was watching the game, John, I was like, this guy's going to end up probably with a similar career trajectory to Zach Greinke. I saw Zach Greinke in his early days in Kansas City have great stuff, but sometimes struggle or not get run support, and that kind of happened yesterday. But just what he did yesterday was just absolutely phenomenal. Yeah, I know it's against the Marlins, but guess what? They're a major league team, and they're on the schedule. Do we have the Alex Cora comments on Pivetta from last night, from yesterday?
Sorry, I was doing some business. You want to hear that cut?
He wasn't listening.
He wouldn't be the only one.
Yeah.
But
at
when we get those, let me say this real quick. Listen to the tone in Alex Cora's voice as he talks about the performance from Pivetta. Hit it.
It's almost like a footnote considering what happened after the seventh, but how impressive was Nick's effort in bouncing back?
No, he was really good. Pounded the strike zone, had a good fastball, the sweeper was good, was in command. He gave us what we needed.
Pivetta is just continually giving them what they needed. Now, we've talked about how the ERA has jumped up by about a full run in the month of June, coming now into July. But I said at that time, because the pitching staff was like right at about 3.5 leading up until June, if they gave up an additional run going into June, July, that this could be something that's fixed by addressing the pitching staff to kind of give those arms a rest, because you feel like, and you saw this even kind of with Bayo a couple of starts ago, like, okay, these guys are near running on kind of midseason empty, and you'd want to get someone in there that could definitely kind of give them a pick-me-up. And it also says to this locker room that they haven't seen is that management's going to go out and get somebody that's going to provide another arm instead of waiting for Chris Sale to return. Now, of course, you're like, hey, can you get Chris Sale back? The dude's like 11-2 or 11-3 with a sub-3 ERA. Where did this guy disappear to? But if you can make a move that can say, all right, we're going all in to be a playoff team this year, it would say a lot to this team.
Yeah, and I think this was a series, too, pitching-wise, where the Red Sox, on one hand, they did what they were supposed to do, KJ, but on the other hand, they were able to get back on track a little bit, especially their rotation, because you mentioned it. In June, the Red Sox as a team, their ERA is not bad, but in June, they were 22nd. They were over 4.3 ERA in the month of June, and we saw Bayo struggle. His start got pushed back. You mentioned Pivetta has had some inconsistencies this year, so what happens? Bayo pitches great a couple days ago. Pivetta's really good yesterday as the no-hit bid going deep into the game, and is just great overall, so hopefully they can use that. And again, look, I get it. The Marlins are a bad offense, but they did what they were supposed to do. Hopefully it helped them get back on track, and they can use that as a springboard now against a good Yankees offense headlined by Soto and Judge, and then a Royals team that, again, is right there with them in the standings. And as you mentioned, you got Oakland kind of sandwiched in the middle that you can't overlook either.
Yeah, what was crazy about yesterday's game is the guy who got the hit off of Pivetta, don't get quote me who he was, but the guy almost hit for the cycle after the seventh. That's how crazy the game was yesterday. The guy who hits the triple, he comes up the next time, he hits a double. Next time he comes up, he hits the home run. And if the game had gone further, he would have needed a single, just a single for the triple, for the cycle, and would have done it all after the seventh inning, which is absolutely unheard of. But Jarren Duran continues to show why he's got to be considered one of the most exciting, if not the most exciting, speed player in the game right now. The throw to home yesterday was just spot on. Like, you could not have done that better. Like, just, John, just the two-year difference of what with Jarren. To think about the guy who was giving the snarky comments to the media a couple of years ago, and where this guy is now. And let's just call it what it is. He may be the future that you did not see here now.
Yeah, I would agree. It's still only 27 years old. And it kind of reminded me yesterday of that Cincinnati game from a couple weeks ago when he had the robbing catch in the ninth inning to take a home run away. But he also scored on that sac fly where it was like that short pop-up out of play in foul territory. And he still scored. And it was like, all right, these two plays he made, one on the base paths and one in the outfield, essentially won the game for the Red Sox. And then yesterday, he goes and does something similar. I mean, this guy, Lou Maloney, I'm paraphrasing him here, but he called him, I think, one of, if not the best players in the game right now. And if you look at all the things that Duran is doing, I mean, hitting .283, 10 homers, 4 RBIs, but the doubles, the triples, you know, the steals, all these other things he's doing, just the energy that he's bringing to the Red Sox. Because when you look at this Red Sox team, especially the lineup, not really littered with stars, right? Like, Devers is a star. He's been fantastic this year, and he's a bona fide star. But there's not a lot of guys that are, oh, that guy's a star. And Duran has, at least this year, turned into one. And he's done it not just, hey, I'm going to be the Devers-type star that hits 40 homers. No, I'm going to do 5 other things that make a huge difference on the game. And it's something that they didn't have 2 years ago from Duran at all. They had a little bit of it. You saw some flashes last year, but they didn't really have it. Now it seems like he's put it all together. We've been talking, I feel like, for 3 weeks about how this guy should be an all-star. Right. I think right now he's the 4th best outfielder in the AL. And let's not forget, the AL has Soto, Judge, and Stephen Kwan in Cleveland, who's hitting .367. I mean, this guy's right there with those guys.
KJ and Lines, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We got bets to the future coming. Plus, we'll talk some NFL with the Patriots. They can't be as bad as the prognosticators say they're going to be. And then we'll get in some Celtics conversation as well in terms of just the money they're getting ready to spend here over the couple of years. We're here to 2 p.m. here on WEEI. You know, John, if you remember back at the beginning of the season, I said, like, I think the Red Sox are going to try and take that Arizona Diamondbacks approach. Now, the defense isn't necessarily there yet for the Red Sox, but the speed element of it is. Think about how the Red Sox scored their two runs, their first two runs yesterday, the same exact way. Double steals, man standing on second and third, driving in a run, on literally twice a ground ball from Devers to first, bringing in a run, Duran the first time, Duran the second time. And so you almost wonder if they can continue to build upon the speed portion, could they look at paring down some of the things that might seem hefty, like, I know Yoshida's had 3 good games, but they were against Miami. He's only played in 40 of them. Do you start looking at him as a declining asset now, moving on to somewhere where you can probably get some speed and defense, where in the past you might be like, you need to get a power bat?
Yeah, and it's like, I think it was in the Bayo game a couple days ago, the Red Sox scored 2 runs on infield singles. Like, right. That's not something we're used to with the Red Sox. And it's an interesting thing, like, as they approach the trade deadline here, at least I feel... they need to add some sort of frontline starting pitcher. Now, they're not going to get a Corbin Burns-type guy like the Orioles did in the offseason and have a plug-in ace. I would be surprised if they did. But somebody near the front of that rotation, and if they could just do something to improve their infield defense a little. I mean, it's been awful, their infield defense. And if you look at how do you get there, okay, Yoshida might be a way to get there because you have Tyler O'Neill, you have Jarren Duran, you have Willy Abreu in the outfield, you even have Ref Snyder as well, so you kind of have a little bit of excess in your outfield there. And then prospect-wise,
let me ask you this, John. Don't you feel like at this point you might get more out of Ref Snyder if everything he can do than what you're getting from Yoshida just as the DH?
You might. And I think now, though, too, and this is where Craig Breslow is in a way on the hot seat, right, is he needs to identify who are the prospects they can afford to trade that aren't going to kill them? Because I think even if you wanted to deal a Yoshida to try to get either a defensive piece back or some sort of pitching piece back, that's not going to be enough to really get you something high end. You're going to have to add in some sort of prospect package with Yoshida or in a separate deal. So which are the guys that you're going to trade? Is it? It's not going to be Marcelo Meyer, I know. It's not going to be a great young player.
Too soon for that, but maybe next year that's on the table.
But who are the guys? Because, again, that's something that is part of being a good GM, right? Everybody remembers the free agent signings and the big splashes that a GM makes or the big guys they trade for. But do you identify the right prospects to trade? And I've used this example probably 10 times on these airwaves, but Dave Dombrowski said, I'm going to trade Yoan Moncada for Sale and not Benintendi. Moncada hasn't really fully panned out with the White Sox. Benintendi helped the Red Sox win a World Series in 2018. So can Breslow identify which are the guys, which are the prospects that the Red Sox can afford to part with? And I think that's going to be, it's probably been a big part of their evaluation over the last couple months, but it's going to be a huge piece over the next 2 weeks.
You know what? I know what Breslow has to identify right away. We'll do that after the break. 617-779-7937. KJ and Lyons in for Gresham Fourier here on WEEI. I don't know if this is a four-day holiday week or people are like back to work. Like, you might have that boss that says you need to kind of just show up for 3 hours and leave. It could be that day for you, but John's got trending right now.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox won 6-5 yesterday in 12 innings, completing a sweep of the Miami Marlins. In this one, they scored 2 runs in the 12th inning to go up 6-4. The Marlins got one back in the bottom of the 12th to make it 6-5, but the Red Sox held on to win. Nick Pivetta was terrific in this one. The Red Sox will be in New York tonight to take on the Yankees. Joe Weil will have the pregame. Joe Castiglione will be on the call on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. I'm John Lyons. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. And trending is brought to us by Verizon. Right now at Verizon, new and existing customers can get the amazing iPhone 15. Enjoy tons of storage for all the ballpark picks this summer. There's a deal out there for everyone at Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store and get your new iPhone 15 today. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more reps, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Good Friday to you. It's KJ and Lyons on WEEI, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. I wonder, because the 5th today is a weekday and yesterday was the 4th. Do you think more people had a conundrum of, like, do you go into work because you had too much to drink? Or do you go into work to try and kind of steal hours? What do you think is the bigger conundrum for the worker today that has to go into?
Well, based off on the limited amount of traffic I encountered on my way in, I think a lot of folks stayed home today. So there was almost no traffic on the way in. But this is one of those days, and there's a handful of days like this in the year, that you can kind of, in essence, steal a day. And what I mean by that is you can go into work today and maybe work for half a day, or you work for a whole day, but it's more relaxed, it's quieter. So that way, at another point in the year, when you really want to use a vacation day or a sick day, you have this day in your back pocket as an extra day. You know, that day in the middle of March where it's still 30 degrees here and you don't want to get out of bed because you're just miserable. Well, instead of, you know, working July 5th, you get that day off. So I think this is one of those days that you can kind of steal an extra day for another point in the
year. This should be one of those days, but unfortunately for me, stuff at the radio station decided to have technical gremlins all over the place, and stuff's blowing up on me.
No one's going to have sympathy for us being at work today. They already think we don't do anything.
No, but let me, I just want to say.
Yeah, so Jackson, what happened? So did
I want to thank God about
Fitzy?
Engineers, first of all.
Yeah, did Scheim actually hack Fitzy? Or, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. He
was
told me off the air.
It's a rumor I'm starting.
Yeah, but put a cord, just like, yank.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought Fitzy's Comrex blowing up was going to be the worst technical situation of the day, but this whole radio system, the software that we run the radio station from, decided to crash 3 times. And, I didn't know what to do. It was really scary. But thank God Scheim can talk, because I was really, it looked bad there for a minute.
But, hey, we're here. We're on the other side of it. Scheim's on his way to the golf course right now.
We're here to hold your hand through the way. That's the great thing about today for some people is, like, you don't have to deal with some of the annoying coworkers. Some people are probably like, okay, there's this like back to work edict now, so this is one of those days I can get in. You know, like usually say, you know, you have to come in like 2 Fridays a month. You're like, okay, this is one of those Fridays I'm coming in because nobody's going to be in there. I'll just swipe the badge, get out of the building, and it can show on the ledger that I showed up to work. So that's the ingenious part of America, right? To celebrate Independence Day, but there's someone telling you got to work. And that's got to be a little tough.
Yeah, but again, I don't blame the folks that take today off. It's a nice 4-day weekend, especially if you really got after it yesterday or even on the 3rd and you're still recovering. But it is one of those days you can kind of steal a day there. You know, you're in the office today. No one else is around. So now on, you know, August 12th, when you really don't want to be there, you just take August 12th off, right? Or October 5th, right? You just take that day off.
Get a Monday to get down to the vineyard when no one's there. So, that's the idea. So we're talking about the Red Sox and what does it look like moving in the next couple of weeks and just the way the stars have aligned. You've got the Royals in front of you and you face them next weekend. You've got a 3-game series with the Yankees and you're just coming off of beating them in that last series where you matched up on, where you showed them the speed game. You feel like they can do that again too because the Yankees are reeling. And then you got the A's in the middle. I think if they get 2 out of 3 of that series on the road, now keep in mind, Oakland is one of those, that might be one of those situations where Breslow is actually actively scouting who the A's have and can potentially be used. And before the break, I mentioned what Breslow has to do. What Heim Bloom would have done in the past is look for the Band-Aids that need fixed. Like, sure, the guy had a broken arm and it was torn off. It's sewn back and maybe he can get back to the way he was in 2008. Where with Breslow, is like, hey, I know a guy who knows a guy of a guy that's coming up and nobody's not speaking a lot about him. I think Breslow will be able to try and find maybe one of those pitching gems, get a deal for a prospect that will be ready maybe in 18 months, you know, or sometime in the middle of next season. and something that can to contribute to the team now. I think that's the difference between him and what Heim Bloom would do, which was primarily just sit on his hands.
Yeah, and remember 2 years ago you had that Heim Bloom deadline where it's like they traded Vasquez away, but they were also kind of trying to add. Last year they do really nothing at the deadline. Bloom comes out afterwards and says, well, we know we're underdogs. That was the quote. And
right.
What was it, a month later he didn't have a job anymore? So and part of that was the $1 tickets at Fenway. But I think this year they all, first of all, they should approach the trade deadline different. But I think they will. And part of it's because Breslow is just a little bit different from Bloom. Like, I think there are a lot of similarities there. But I think the team, if they saw what happened last year, the Red Sox are, what, 7 games over, whatever it was at the trade deadline.
Right.
They do nothing. The team implodes. This year, the team is playing really well. And there's signs there. Because what's the buzzword the Red Sox have been using for years now? Sustainability, right? Sustainability. There's signs there of some sustainability with some of this stuff, right? When you think of some of the moments Abreu and Rafaela have had, or Duran and how good he's been, Devers, how good he's been, like Hauk, how good he's been. There's some signs there, and the bullpen's been good too. There has been some sustainability there, and I think even Alex Cora said last week when he talked about his get greedy comments,
right.
He said, you know, some of the stuff we're doing, we can keep going. And I think if you're the Red Sox, you have to look at this. If you're Craig Breslow and say, well, this is not a flash in the pan. It's not a great team, but it's a good team that we could make into a very good team if we make a couple significant additions here at the deadline and maybe get into the playoffs and try to make a run. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, you know, they're going to beat the Dodgers in the World Series or they're better than the Orioles. But, I mean, Arizona was the third wild card team last year and they made the World Series, right? Like, if you get in... And
there's
good
some
enough,
familiarity you do, that you're facing.
Exactly.
Right.
And you do some of these sustainable things we're talking about. I mean, you can win a series or two in the playoffs. But again, it comes down to what are they going to do over the next couple weeks?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, like, even if you look back at 21, there were more talented bats on that team with less flexibility to move pieces, right? Like,
and even 21, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but even in 2021, they added Schwarber, and he was awesome. But even he was the discount Anthony Rizzo, if you remember,
right.
Because Schwarber was injured. He wasn't going
to
come back.
You have to teach him how to play first base again.
Right.
He was injured,
and it worked
yeah.
out. But it's like they really haven't had an aggressive trade deadline, KJ, since, was it 2018 when they got Steve Pierce? Like, that's probably the last time they really went out and got something.
And how
something.
Really aggressive is that in the bigger picture of what the team was made up of? But in 21, you still had J.D. Martinez here. You had Raffy. Yeah. You had Xander. So you had all these other pieces. And now you're looking at this team, you're like, wow, Trevor Story has probably played maybe 75 games total since he's been here. So I think that's a long-term solution that you'll have to think about later on down the line. But you don't have a lot of other money clogging you up. I mean, we're talking about Yoshida, and Yoshida would be really like the third biggest contract on the team actively. And you think, hey, someone may see better value in him now. You might be able to get a future and current haul than if you try to hold on to him, try and figure some things out. Like, there's just no way you're going to get me off of that rock.
Yeah, like
say,
right now. Devers is their biggest contract. He's making $29 million, a little over $29 million a year. Yoshida's second with 18.6. Jansen's at 16. No one else is over 10.
So what happened with Trevor Story's number? Does his number drop somehow?
Yeah, he's in because it's injured. So he's 22, but he's on the IL. So all the guys playing, like Giolito's 18, but he's also on the IL. So if you include them, Story would be right up there, too, at number two.
But
of the guys playing, they only have 3 guys playing for them right now that are over $10 million in salary a year. And the fact that they're in this position, I think, speaks a lot to some of these young guys, to Alex Cora, to how well also a guy like Devers has played. But I think they still need some reinforcements there to keep it going because Giolito's out for the year. Story, you mentioned it. I mean, who knows when Story's going to come back. And he's looked good at times, but what's he played? 75 games? So it's just, you see the payroll opportunity there for them to do this. It just comes down to, will they do
Story
it?
Story and Dahlback for every piece of Oakland piece of future they've got.
Yeah.
I mean,
or is it, should we just call them the Vegas A's now? I mean, because that's really
they're Sacramento A's.
Yeah, that's really what they're building towards, though, is the Vegas ballpark.
The thing is, they're not building.
The city of Oakland, too. This is a total, I digress here.
We get into a little socioeconomics here.
In the last 10 years, they've gotten the Raiders taken away from them, the Warriors taken away from them, and now the A's taken away from them. Like, the city of Oakland, I'm not telling you the city of Oakland is, you know, paradise. It's not. But I mean, they're getting screwed here. They're getting all three of these teams taken. I feel bad for those folks.
Well, you know what Oakland would be? It would be the equivalent of everything moving out of Providence and moving to Boston, right? Like that's kind of what's happening, right? It's like it's a big enough place to celebrate, but San Francisco is now offering tax incentives.
Providence and Boston are close. Like the Warriors went close to San Fran, but the A's and the Raiders are going to be in Vegas. Like that's not close by.
Yeah, well, I mean, you get my point. I'm just saying in terms of the proximity of two similar size cities.
No, I hear you.
Right, and so, like, if you're moving out of Oakland, look, the dynamics of Oakland have completely changed than what they were in the early 70s for those who study socioeconomics and demographic changes in America. And everything is now, like, moving back to San Francisco, where at that time, when you were moving over to Oakland, it was like, man, San Francisco's starting to get bad. Those hippies are really doing something different now, and the biker gangs are moving in. So they were in Oakland, and now it's 40, 50 years later, you're moving back to the other side. I just think the problem with the Oakland A's, and I don't know how in Boston we're discussing the A's, but they just have you talk about, like, what you want as commitment out of your ownership. Yeah, imagine if you're an A's fan and just they don't care at all. Like, I think they own Gap, the Gap brand. I think that's who owns it, that family. Like, they're more interested in the jeans that people put on than what they put on in the field. And, you know, who was it? Was it Bradford mentioned that they actually had, like, raccoons living in the spaces right above the yeah, it's I mean, when you've got that going on, you can clearly tell they don't care about the franchise.
We were talking about in the A's, you know, what can you get if you're the Red Sox? Can you go after some sort of frontline starter that could potentially be available? And look, there were all those names available in the offseason, and they didn't do it. And just if you look at this weekend, like tonight, you have Tanner Houck against Nestor Cortez. So that's a matchup that's in the Red Sox favor. But then Saturday, it's Gerrit Cole versus Winkowski. Like Winkowski's, you know, had some really good moments this year, but that's a matchup in the Yankees' favor. I know Cole's working his way back from injury, but it's Gerrit Cole. And then Luis Gil on Sunday for the Yankees against Crawford. That's pretty even, but you think to yourself, wow, if the Red Sox had one more guy that was a higher-end starter,
you'd feel like this was a series that they could sweep potentially.
Yes, that, and you'd feel like, wow, you're in a better spot than the Yankees.
And Gerrit Cole wasn't in the last series either.
Right.
So that's the other part. You're exactly right. I think when you're starting to look at matchups, and when we talk about like the old rivalries of the Yankees, you can mention Pedro versus a Clemens and all these different guys, Pettit versus Schilling. You know, these were the matchups you felt like you had just as much of a chance, where you look at these matchups, you're like, okay, are the Red Sox going to be a little bit tired in the bullpen side because of going the extra innings and then getting right on the plane? And the Cortez game tonight may be the one game you feel like the bats can get alive, where when you get into Saturday's game and it's an afternoon game and you start getting into shadows around 3 o'clock, and if Cole's still dealing, you're going to have to really lean on the speed. And then the Sunday night game, I think, is a game where you might be like, okay, look, if the Red Sox just have to get hot to make a statement. And I think that Sunday night game is going to be the Jared Duran coming out party, where the nation could really see how exciting this guy is.
And that's like the biggest thing that frustrated me for the Red Sox this offseason and so far is there's been so many opportunities for them to add frontline starting pitching over the last 6 months, and they just haven't done it. Like Yamamoto, they could have gone after him, and they started to and then kind of withdrew. But Shoto Imanaga, look at what he's doing for the Cubs. He's been great. Dylan Cease with the Padres. The starters down in the Marlins, which I know ended up not being dealt but could have been available at the time. Corbin Burns went to the Orioles. Like there's all – and now, like the Red Sox went after none of those – or got none of those guys and didn't seriously go after most of them. Like, you look at the trade market, like, Garrett Crochet's a really good pitcher for the White Sox. Like, the Red Sox have the prospects. They could go get a guy like that. They could get Eric Feed of the White Sox, if I'm pronouncing that right, or Jack Flaherty of the like, they have the ammunition to go get guys like that. And I'm not telling you those guys are going to walk in and win the Cy Young, but they'll be a legit arm at or near the front of your rotation. It'll make a big difference.
Well, John, you can only have these conversations because they didn't bite into what everybody was screaming for. Go get Snell, go get Montgomery, go get
Snell,
both.
Montgomery, those are other ones too.
Right, but you almost say, hey, they look pretty genius by not making that move, because if Snell ends up being the same injured Snell, then what real what real flexibility do you have?
Like, I understand your point there, but like Snell and Montgomery have had bad seasons so far this year, but I don't think that's because the Red Sox, you know, chose not to sign him. That's because Scott Boras told them to wait till freaking April to sign contracts, and they had no spring training. They came in late, and they both came out of the gates horrible. Like, I think if the Red Sox had signed Blake Snell in December and he had a full offseason with them and a full spring training, I think he'd be pitching pretty well for them right now. So
he could be injured and out of the loop. And that would be even louder here if the Red Sox went ahead and paid a lot of money for another guy and suddenly he's hurt again. You would say, why don't you just keep Chris Sale for another year?
But I blame Boris for that more than I would say like Montgomery or Snell. And Boris had some good moments this offseason, some big contracts, but the Montgomery-Snell stuff I think is a really bad look for him.
617-779-7937, text line 37937. It's KJ and Lyons in for Gresham Fourier. They will be back Monday. And I guess when looking forward to potentially the playoffs or the wild card situation, I always say teams need, every team is going to have its down spot of the season. The Orioles have had a little bit of one, but nothing majors. I think the Yankees are in the middle of one right now. You mentioned Houston earlier. Watch out for them because the start of the season
they were 10-19 at the end of April.
Yeah, I think at one point they had 3 wins out of 16 games early on. So that's the team you worry about because they had their worst at the beginning and they're now over 500 and in the race of things. So if you're the Red Sox, do you pay attention to the teams that are behind you determined to make your moves, or do you just make the moves based on what's in front of you?
Well, I think you should make the moves anyway because you've been good enough to be worthy of making the playoffs, right? But I am paying attention to those teams behind me. I mean, we've talked about Houston. This is a perennial World Series contender that is right on your heels and has been playing fantastic baseball. Tampa, I know they made the Eflin deal. I'm not that high on Tampa, but they're perennially in the mix. They're behind you. I think Texas is probably kind of out of it by this point unless they go on some crazy run. So that group of teams of Tampa, Houston, Kansas City, and I would say Minnesota because they're right there with the Red Sox, those are the teams you're going to have to beat a couple of those teams to make the playoffs. And I think right now, like, I would take the Red Sox over the Rays. I'd probably take them over the Royals. If Houston keeps going, again, with all the talent they have there, that's a team, again, I think the Red Sox really would behoove themselves to add. And you mentioned the tough stretch, KJ. You look at the next few weeks for the Red Sox, right? They play the Yankees for 3 games now. They have that Royals series next weekend, then the All-Star break. But they come out of the All-Star break, 3 in L.A. against the Dodgers. Then they go to Colorado, then 3 more against the Yankees. That's a difficult 3 weeks of baseball if you're the Red Sox. I think you want the reinforcements sooner rather than later because, again, you don't want to come out of the All-Star break and go out to L.A. and get swept or lose 2 out of 3 and waste some of this great momentum you've had. You want to go into that playing well and maybe with those reinforcements already.
Yeah, but I guess the thing that really you have to hang your hat on for the Red Sox right now is their away record. They're 27-16 on the road. 20-23 at home. So if this team continues the momentum, you would feel like, okay, that home record can get better, and they're only behind the Yankees in terms of the amount of wins in the American League in terms of on the road.
And
if you had it flipped the other way around, I would be concerned, especially with this young pitching staff going on the road and having a losing record. You could say that may continue to happen, but because they've been so dominant on the road, you almost feel like, hey, this team could really push everybody else, even if they make a run in the playoffs, right? Because if you're the wild card team, you're going to be the one playing more of the away games. But if you're number 2 in the American League in away wins, you'd almost say, hey, just a little bit of addition, you could probably upset some people once you get into the wild card and into the playoffs.
But the other piece of this, and I think we have to be fair here, KJ, the Red Sox aspirations should not be to get the 3rd wild card. And Cora said, yeah, let's get greedy, do that. Like, you are the Boston Red Sox.
Let's get greedy.
And I know you're trying, exactly, right? I know you're trying to build a sustainable contender. I'm not telling you to trade Kyle Teal and Marcelo Meyer at the deadline. That would be dumb, okay? But as they build this thing, like, their objective should be to compete for a World Series pretty much every year. And I'm not saying they're going to win it every year. I'm not saying they're going to make the World Series every year. But that should be the goal of teams like the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Cubs. Teams, they should want to compete for a World Series every year. And frankly, 3 out of the last 4 years, they've been nowhere close. It felt like the last 2 years, they weren't even really competing for one. Yeah. Now they have an opportunity to not just be the 6th seed and the 3rd wild card. No, we can actually compete and try to go to the ALCS and take a big step forward with this. And then maybe going into next offseason, the first full offseason with Theo Epstein back, by the way, going into that offseason, make another major addition or two as these young guys grow and be a legit World Series contending team next year. That's what their target should be. It shouldn't be just, hey, let's stay ahead of the Royals. Let's just stay ahead of Houston. And I know they have to do that, but That shouldn't just be their target. Yeah, their target should
chew before you swallow.
Right.
You know?
But their overall target here should be, we want more than that. We want to go for that second wild card. Maybe even that first wild card if we can go on a run. It shouldn't just be, let's get in, because this is the Red Sox we're talking about.
Well, this is also a Red Sox team that wasn't really invested in, so just getting in is a story in itself. But you take two or three from the Yankees this weekend, you're now 3.5 away from the one wild card spot, and you probably have a Yankees team that is continuing in a reeling spun out of control, which is
pretty good. You see the Yankees right after the All-Star break, like a week later.
Right. The Yankees are 2-8 in their last 10 and have lost 3 in a row, while the Red Sox have won 4 in a row. If the Red Sox end up at the end of this weekend winning 7 in a row, now you have a brand new story in the AL East, which involves the Yankees and the Red Sox possibly fighting for the top wild card spot. And I think that's a different conversation. And I think that expedites things for Craig Breslow. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We'll get to those next. It's KJ and Lyons in for Gresham Fauria here on WEEI. Good Friday to you.
We're back to KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Happy Friday to you. We're in for Gresham Fauria. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. John, two things you got to check out over the weekend because it is an extended weekend. And I know you're one of those guys that's pretty much up on the streaming subscriptions, right? You're on
top
of
it. Yeah, I certainly am.
Or there are ways to be on top of it as well. We just won't discuss it here on the air. You've got to see Beverly Hills Cop 4 Axel F. It is fantastic.
Okay.
And Clipped, the story of the Clippers with Doc Rivers being played by Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, and who's the guy that plays Sterling, the guy from Modern Family,
yeah,
right?
What's
his name?
Oh, I also say he's from Married with Children.
Yeah, that guy.
Him. Yeah. Great roles. Now, what's kind of funny?
Ed O'Neill.
I knew it was Ed, and I couldn't remember the last name.
Right. It just always feels like you always want to just say Ed Bundy.
Yeah,
that's what you always want to
say. I was going to say Ed Harris. I wasn't really thinking serial killers, KJ. But,
so, Ted Bundy did slip out, right? What's on my mind?
Yeah.
Barbecue. No, I was kidding.
No, actually, I just started watching. It actually just ended, but I just started watching it. It's Billions from Showtime with Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti.
Oh, so you're just getting up on that show.
Yeah, I'm in the first season right now. It's awesome.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Show right there.
I'm in.
You know, I haven't watched yet. It's in my queue is Succession. I know probably like you.
And, of course, The Boys. You watch The Boys?
No.
I haven't watched yesterday's
episode.
Maybe
because it's called
yet.
The Boys.
No, yeah. It's think of like the Avengers, but they're all like crappy people.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of that. It's very funny.
Yeah.
And
it's a little gross. Badass. It's a little gross, too.
Well, maybe that's probably why I haven't looked at it.
Don't watch it with your children.
Our intern Tom here is he's cheering for it right now. He loves that show.
John,
he loves The Boys.
Disgusting.
Yeah,
you guys are using the word disgusting, and I'm telling you.
No,
know,
but
like,
it's. I don't usually like disgusting shows, but they do it in a way that's like kind of funny and.
Is it disgusting like Jackass disgusting, or is it like disgusting as in like blood and gore?
Blood. Yeah.
Gore.
Yeah. But again, it's not like the whole time. But it's a really good show.
Actually, you know, I've been watching a lot of mob stuff on Tubi with this guy named Al Profit. Okay. He does all these like stuff about like Jimmy Hoffa, like the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa. Like this guy's like based in Detroit and knows some bit of like the underground world of the mafia.
Yeah.
So I've been watching like a lot of mafia docs.
Well, we got
here.
Somebody on the Twitch chat saying they just started The Boys. See, they get it.
But again, the gore.
Monty
Mac?
Yeah, I see you.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess the other show that I probably need to watch is The Bear. I hear that is so.
My wife watches that.
So good.
We just started that. Yeah. Both my fiance and I kind of agree that it's too chaotic for us. It's not as good as everybody thinks.
I'm also rewatching.
Too scatterbrained?
I'm rewatching Masters of the Air right now. Love that show.
Okay. So that's part of. I think that's that's what people ask. Like, what are you sports guys do when you're not home? I mean, this is like. I might watch a WNBA game tonight, but it's like, okay, after that, what's on? I mean, you can watch the Red Sox.
I'll watch
Yankees
the Red
sure.
Sox, and then I'll, watch some.
And then start vegging into stuff.
I'm stuck in the 90s. Those that Tubi and that Pluto TV are unbelievable. All the shows from my childhood.
You're right, though.
Frasier.
I just binge watched Frasier, and awesome. I watched the entire series in like 4 months.
It's fantastic.
It was awesome. But that's the thing. It's like,
I guess I can't talk you guys into Power Ghost Book Part 2. I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, probably not quite.
Hey, it's got crime and violence in it and everything, and Mary J. Blige is a bad guy. I think that's what's really cool about these streaming services that exist now. I'm not going to say anyone by particular name to promote them, because they can always buy advertising.
Like that time we had the director of one particular show on here from a streaming service.
Yeah, did we not set the world on fire? Like, you were the initial
one.
We started that, and the next thing you know, that thing on Apple TV is absolute horrible trash. It's like, okay, no, it's not, and can you... I don't like doing the give John and I credit, but can you give us some damn credit that we put this guy on the radar, and the next thing you know, everybody else in the station, Matthew Hamachuk, that's the guy's name.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah.
Didn't love every episode of the series.
Yeah, I loved every episode. I loved the free password as well. I loved all of that.
I got the free password, but I chose not to watch it all at once because I'm a man of the people.
See, I watched it all at once and be like, I know something you don't know.
You know, I care about people like Jackson back there behind the glass. I'm a man of the people.
You think Jackson loses sleep if you haven't, if the password to an Apple show, and he doesn't give it
by
to
the him. Way last thing on Apple TV though, the morning show, which
that's
Jennifer
a great
Aniston,
show
that's awesome
that's a great
that
show
is
how,
awesome.
How far in are you?
I'm all the way caught up,
so
I'm
you
waiting
do,
for
so
the
you,
new season.
I don't think it's I think it's done
I no,
think,
I think there's
done.
One more, or maybe I don't know if there's one or two more. I think there's one more coming out in like December.
Really?
Because I think I saw somewhere they signed a contract to do like a fourth season.
Okay, that'd be strange considering key people. Well, I don't want to give it away because some people may check it out.
That show is awesome.
37937. Jackson, what you got on the text line?
Well, talking about pitchers that the Red Sox, you know, lost out on because they didn't make a move. Seth Lugo, that he signed with the Royals. And he was available. Sox could have got him, but
no. That's 3 years, $45 million contract. And you know what he's doing
right
now?
That's a fair number, right?
He is leading the majors in ERA, 2.17. I mean, they could have got that dude 3 years. And look, I know he's 34 years old, so maybe that scared them away, but... Damn, he's 11-2 with a 2.17 ERA on a Royals team that's right there with you in the that's the thing. They didn't have to sign Yamamoto. It would have been great if they signed Yamamoto.
But I never thought they were really in on him.
No, I didn't either. But hey, that would have been fun if they signed Yamamoto. But even if they had just got a guy like Seth Lugo. Seth Lugo, by the way,
season, if you were me, you were screaming, oh, we gotta go after Seth Lugo, what would be the rage?
But he's still, he would have been, I'm not going to sit here and say I would have thought
Giolito
he was,
category, maybe?
He was better than Giolito. That's the thing. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I would have thought he would have been leading the majors in ERA, but you just look at him the last few years, like 3.5 ERA last year, 3.6 the year before, 3.5 the year before that. Like, he's had some pretty solid seasons. Again, not leading the league, but he's had some solid seasons that, like, I would have felt better about that than they did about Giolito. Not that I hated the Giolito signing, but I would have felt better about Lugo.
Little side note about Seth Lugo is the best pitcher on MLB The Show when you're playing at Hall of Fame level because his delivery is so slow. So it allows you to catch the meter on time.
I've been playing the Negro League storylines and unlocking
so
all those guys.
Yeah,
and
Tony Stone is a base hit all day.
And like Hank Aaron, right? I'm on his right now. I just unlocked Josh Gibson.
So I've been using Rube Foster quite a bit as part of my rotation because his screwball is untouchable. He's the one that allegedly, or as story tells, he's the one that taught it to Christy Mathison. So, yeah, MLB The Show is the truth. But Seth Lugo, his delivery is so slow that it doesn't speed up on you when you play on Hall of Fame level.
Another guy, by the way, we had on the show, Bob Kendrick.
Another pat
on the back for us.
I just talked to him that's why you listen to KJ and Lions. They bring a 10-pound show when there's only a 5-pound bag. All right, 37937, one more text from Jackson, and then we'll get into bets to the future. What you got?
Well, this is a great one because it makes me feel good, but somebody agreed with me saying Frasier is the greatest show ever, but this is a good one. This is what Boston Sports Radio should sound like. Great job today, guys.
Thanks, Mom. I'm kidding. No, that's not my mother texting in. She
I only
know
paid $5 for that cameo. Yes.
It's Jackson's family.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, look, thank you so much for being here and listening. I think there's a very good yin and yang with John and myself. John, in fact, there's going to be a new feature called The Professor's Lion or Professor's Lions. So that's coming later in the show where this guy's just got stats upon stats upon stats. And me, I just absolutely is just pretty much someone who just got out of the 10th grade mentally and up here on the radio. So thank you so much for listening. All right, let's get into bets to the future here.
You're up right now. Ride it out.
Too many mouthfuls.
You mean bet?
Yeah. How about 10?
Seems a little steep, but 10,000 it is.
Not 10,000. 10,000. $1,000.
The future. All right, I'm at BetMGM where, let's just call it Death Lavero is the label that pays me. So the outright winner for the World Series, Dodgers at plus 310, Yankees at plus 475, Phillies at 5-1, Orioles 7-1, Braves 9-1, Guardians at 16-1. Who do you like?
So this is one, and I know the baseball playoffs can be chaotic and random. I go with the Dodgers here, though, and I think this is a team that, would you say they're plus 310 as it is?
Yes.
And that's without Mookie Betts right now, right? Mookie Betts is going to come back in September. He's an MVP-level player, and I think the sneaky key to the Dodgers, KJ, it's going to be Teoscar Hernandez. He's going to come up with a big hit or two in the playoffs that they haven't gotten in the last couple of years, and he's going to be that guy batting fifth or sixth, make a big hit that they haven't gotten in the last couple of years and put them over the top.
Here's what's weird about the Braves, and it goes back to Chris Sale. I think that Chris Sale, if he continues to do what he does or doesn't decide to ride a bike around Greater Atlanta, he could be that guy that makes the difference in a key series, say, against the Phillies or even against the Dodgers, right? Because if you remember the Dodgers last year, they just hammered him with left-handed pitching. And now if you throw Otani in there, if Freeman and Otani can't get onto a left-handed pitching from Sale, the Dodgers are in trouble. So watch out for the Braves, but I'm with you. I'm there with you with the Dodgers. All right, regular season home run leader, Aaron Judge at minus 400, Shohei Otani at 10-1, Gunnar Henderson at 12-1. Do you think Aaron Judge keeps up the pace?
Yeah, I mean, he hit, what, 62 last year? He's already at 31 before the All-Star break. Yeah, I think he does.
All right, team with the fewest regular season wins. You can always bet the losers, folks. White Sox minus 550, Rockies at 3-1, Marlins at 7-1, A's at 20-1. Who do you like there?
So that's tough, right? Because there's a lot of, unfortunately, bad teams at the bottom there. I'm going with the White Sox. They've been so bad, and they've dug themselves in such a hole, too, right? They have 64 losses already this year. Like, they're just in such a hole. I'd put the A's maybe at a close second, too.
All right, this one's pretty interesting right here. The question is, will they make the playoffs? Yes or no? Red Sox plus 155, yes. Minus 190, no. Where are you placing your money?
I say yes because I do think they'll make like one addition that'll help them. Like I think they'll get that probably third wild card, maybe sneak into the second. But they got to stay ahead of Houston.
Royals plus 125, yes. Minus 150, no. You think they get in?
Yeah, I think they do.
All right, this is another interesting one. The AL East, and I was on BetMGM this morning, and sure enough, it's happened. American League East winner, Orioles minus 125, Yankees minus 110. Who do you think wins the AL East?
So I'm going to go with the Yankees here. I know the Orioles have a two-game lead now, and they've been up most of the year, but I think coming towards the end of the season, the Yankees, a little bit more of a veteran team, a little bit more experience, I think they win the division. Although, KJ, I think the Orioles go deeper in the playoffs, but I think the Yankees win the division.
And National League, let's go with the American League MVP, Aaron Judge, minus 350, Gunnar Henderson, plus 350, Juan Soto, 1,300. It's Aaron Judge, as you would say?
Yeah, I'd be shocked if it wasn't Aaron. I mean, he's hitting 318, 32 homers, 83 RBIs, first in all those categories except average. Like, he's awesome.
Yeah, do you think Bryce Harper in the National League at 7-1 could bypass Shohei Ohtani?
So I think he's got a shot because Ohtani's not pitching, right? Like if Ohtani goes through a few weeks where he has a slump, then I could see Harper passing him by because Ohtani's not pitching. So I do give Harper a legitimate shot.
I give Ohtani probably putting down at least $1 million on himself. Can he do that?
Well,
or do can his interpreter do it for him, right?
Maybe Jackson could be his interpreter and do it for him.
There you go. Give me $1,000. That's how I would say it in Japanese to him. All right, KJ and Lines, the second hour next. We'll talk Celtics. Thank you so much for spending your Friday with us here on WEEI.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We're back to KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
Happy Friday to you. We're in progression. Fourier, 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. John, two things you got to check out over the weekend because it is an extended weekend. And I know you're one of those guys that's pretty much up on the streaming subscriptions, right? You're on
top
of
this. Yeah, I certainly am.
Or there are ways to be on top of it as well. We just won't discuss it here on the air. You've got to see Beverly Hills Cop 4 Axel F. It is fantastic.
Okay.
And Clipped, the story of the Clippers with Doc Rivers being played by Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah, and who's the guy that plays Sterling, the guy from Modern Family,
yeah,
right?
What's
his name?
Oh, I also say he's from Married with Children.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah,
yeah, him. Yeah. Yeah. Great roles. Now, what's kind of funny?
Ed O'Neill.
I knew it was Ed, and I couldn't remember the last name.
Right. It just always feels like you always want to just say Ed Bundy.
Yeah,
that's what you always
I was
going
to say Ed Harris. I wasn't really thinking serial killers, KJ. But,
so,
you know.
Ted Bundy did slip out, right? What's on my mind?
Yeah.
Barbecue. No, I was kidding.
No, actually, I just started watching. It actually just ended, but I just started watching it. It's Billions from Showtime with Damian Lewis and Paul Giamatti.
So you're just getting up on that show.
Yeah, I'm in the first season right now.
Oh,
it's awesome.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
That's a good show right there.
I'm in.
You know, I haven't watched yet. It's in my queue is Succession. I know probably like you.
And of course, The Boys. You watch The Boys?
No.
I haven't watched yesterday's
episode. Maybe because
it's
called The Boys.
No, it's think of like the Avengers, but they're all like crappy people.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, so, that I've seen a little bit of that. It's very funny and
it's a little gross. It's a little gross too.
Well, maybe that's probably why I haven't looked at it.
Don't watch it with your children.
Our intern Tom here is he's cheering for it right now. He loves that show.
John, he loves The Boys. Disgusting.
Yeah, it's.
See,
it's,
you guys are using the word disgusting, and I'm telling you.
No,
know,
but
like,
it's. I don't usually like disgusting shows, but they do it in a way that's like kind of funny and
is it disgusting like Jackass disgusting, or is it like disgusting as in like blood and gore?
Blood,
gore,
yeah,
I can
but again, it's not like the whole time, it's but it's yeah, it just yeah, but it's a really good show.
Actually, you know, I've been watching a lot of mob stuff on Tubi with this guy named Al Profit. Okay. He does all these like stuff about like Jimmy Hoffa, like the disappearance of Jimmy Hoffa. Like this guy's like based in Detroit and knows some bit of like the underground world of the mafia.
Yeah.
So I've been watching like a lot of mafia docs. Well,
we got
here.
Somebody on the Twitch chat saying they just started The Boys. See, they get it.
But again, the gore.
Monty
you
Mac?
Know,
yeah, I see you.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess the other show that I probably need to watch is The Bear. I hear that is so.
My wife watches that.
So good.
We just started that. Yeah. Both my fiance and I kind of agree that it's too chaotic for us. It's not as good as everybody thinks.
I'm also rewatching.
Too scatterbrained?
I'm rewatching Masters of the Air right now. Love that show.
Okay. So that's part of. I think that's that's what people ask. Like, what do you sports guys do when you're not home? I mean, this is I might watch a WNBA game tonight, but it's like okay. After that, what's on? I mean, you can watch the Red Sox.
I'll watch
Yankees
the Red
sure.
Sox, and then I'll watch.
And then start vegging into stuff.
I'm stuck in the '90s. Those that Tubi and that Pluto TV are unbelievable. All the shows from my childhood, like
you're right though.
Frasier.
I just binge watched Frasier, and
awesome.
I watched the entire series in like 4 months.
It's fantastic.
It was awesome. But that's the thing. It's like
I guess I can't talk you guys into Power Ghost Book Part Two. I'm totally kidding.
Yeah, probably not quite.
Hey, it's got crime and violence in it and everything, and Mary J. Blige is a bad guy. I think that's what's really cool about these streaming services that exist now. I'm not going to say anyone by particular name to promote them because they can always buy advertising.
Like that time we had the director of one particular show on here from a streaming service.
Yeah, did we not set the world on fire? Like you were the initial
one.
We started that, and the next thing you know, that thing on Apple TV is absolute horrible trash. It's like, okay, no, it's not, and can you... I don't like doing the give John and I credit, but can you give us some damn credit that we put this guy on the radar and the next thing you know, everybody else in the station, Matthew Hamachuk, that's the guy's name.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Didn't love every episode of the series.
Yeah, I loved every episode. I loved the free password as well. I loved all of that.
I got the free password, but I chose not to watch it all at once because I'm a man of the people.
See, I watched it all at once and be like, I know something you don't
know. I care about people like Jackson back there behind the glass. I'm a man of the people.
You think Jackson loses sleep if the password to an Apple show and he doesn't give it
by the way last thing on Apple TV though, the morning show, which
that's a great show.
That's awesome.
That's a great show. How many how far in are you?
I'm all the way caught up.
So you
wait for the new
season. I think it's done.
I think there's one more, or maybe I don't know if there's one or two more. I think there's one more coming out in like December.
Really?
Because I think I saw somewhere they signed a contract to do like a fourth season.
Okay, that'd be strange considering key people. I don't want to give it away because some people may check
it out. That show is awesome.
37937. Jackson, what you got on the text line?
Talking about pitchers that the Red Sox, lost out on because they didn't make a move. Seth Lugo, that he signed with the Royals. And he was available. Sox could have got him, but
That's 3 years, $45 million contract. And you know what he's doing
right now?
He is leading the majors in ERA, 2.17. I mean, they could have got that dude 3 years. And look, I know he's 34 years old, so maybe that scared them away, but... Damn, he's 11-2 with a 2.17 ERA on a Royals team that's right there with you. That's the thing. They didn't have to sign Yamamoto. It would have been great if they signed Yamamoto.
But I never thought they were really in on him.
No, I didn't either. But hey, that would have been fun if they signed Yamamoto. But even if they had just got a guy like Seth Lugo. Seth Lugo, by the way,
season, if you were me, you were screaming, oh, we got to go after Seth Lugo, what would be the rage?
But he's... Still, he would have been I'm not going to sit here and say I would have thought
Giolito category, maybe?
He was better than Giolito. That's the thing. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say I would have thought he would have been leading the majors in ERA, but you just look at him the last few years, like 3.5 ERA last year, 3.6 the year before, 3.5 the year before that. Like, he's had some pretty solid seasons. Again, not leading the league, but he's had some solid seasons that, like, I would have felt better about that than they did about Giolito. Not that I hated the Giolito signing, but I would have felt better about Lugo.
Little side note about Seth Lugo is the best pitcher on MLB The Show when you're playing at Hall of Fame level because his delivery is so slow. So it allows you to catch the meter in time.
I've been playing the Negro League storylines and unlocking all those guys.
Yeah.
And now
Tony Stone is a base hit all day.
And like Hank Aaron, right? I'm on his right now. I just unlocked Josh Gibson.
So I've been using Rube Foster quite a bit as part of my rotation because his screwball is untouchable. He's the one that allegedly, or as story tells, he's the one that taught it to Christy Mathison. So, yeah, MLB The Show is the truth. But Seth Lugo, his delivery is so slow that it doesn't speed up on you when you play on Hall of Fame level.
That's another guy, by the way, we had on the show, Bob Kendrick.
Yes, another pat on the back for us. I just talked to him that's why you listen to KJ and Lions. They bring a 10-pound show when there's only a 5-pound bag. All right, 37937, one more text from Jackson, and then we'll get into bets to the future. What you got?
Well, this is a great one because it makes me feel good, but somebody agreed with me saying Frasier is the greatest show ever, but this is a good one. This is what Boston Sports Radio should sound like. Great job today, guys.
Thanks, Mom. I'm kidding. No, that's not my mother texting in. She
I only paid $5 for that cameo. Yes.
It's actually Jackson's family.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, look, thank you so much for being here and listening. I think there's a very good yin and yang with John and myself. John, in fact, there's going to be a new feature called The Professor's Lion or Professor's Lions. So that's coming later in the show where this guy's just got stats upon stats upon stats. And me, I just absolutely is just pretty much someone who just got out of the 10th grade mentally and up here on the radio. So thank you so much for listening. All right, let's get into bets to the future here.
You're up right now. Ride it out.
Too many in your mouth is.
You mean bet?
Yeah. How about 10?
Seems a little steep, but 10,000 it is.
Not 10,000. $10.
The future. I'm at BetMGM where, let's just call it Death Liver is the label that pays me. So the outright winner for the World Series, Dodgers at plus 310, Yankees at plus 475, Phillies at 5-1, Orioles 7-1, Braves 9-1, Guardians at 16-1. Who do you like?
So this is one, and I know the baseball playoffs can be chaotic and random. I go with the Dodgers here, though, and I think this is a team that, would you say they're plus 310 as it is?
Yes.
And that's without Mookie Betts right now, right? Mookie Betts is going to come back in September. He's an MVP-level player, and I think the sneaky key to the Dodgers, KJ, it's going to be Teoscar Hernandez. He's going to come up with a big hit or two in the playoffs that they haven't gotten in the last couple of years, and he's going to be that guy batting fifth or sixth, make a big hit that they haven't gotten in the last couple of years and put them over the top.
Here's what's weird about the Braves, and it goes back to Chris Sale. I think that Chris Sale, if he continues to do what he does or doesn't decide to ride a bike around Greater Atlanta, he could be that guy that makes the difference in a key series, say, against the Phillies or even against the Dodgers, right? Because if you remember the Dodgers last year, they just hammered him with left-handed pitching. And now if you throw Ohtani in there, if Freeman and Ohtani can't get onto a left-handed pitching from Sale, the Dodgers are in trouble. So watch out for the Braves, but I'm with you. I'm there with you with the Dodgers. All right, regular season home run leader, Aaron Judge at minus 400, Shohei Ohtani at 10-1, Gunnar Henderson at 12-1. Do you think Aaron Judge keeps up the pace?
Yeah, I mean, he hit, 62 last year. He's already at 31 before the All-Star break. Yeah, I think he does.
All right, team with the fewest regular season wins. You can always bet the losers, folks. White Sox minus 550, Rockies at 3-1, Marlins at 7-1, A's at 20-1. Who do you like there?
So that's tough, right? Because there's a lot of, unfortunately, bad teams at the bottom there. I'm going with the White Sox. They've been so bad, and they've dug themselves in such a hole, too, right? They have 64 losses already this year. Like, they're just in such a hole. I'd put the A's maybe at a close second, too.
All right, this one's pretty interesting right here. The question is, will they make the playoffs? Yes or no? Red Sox plus 155, yes. Minus 190, no. Where are you placing your money?
I say yes because I do think they'll make like one addition that'll help them. Like I think they'll get that probably third wild card, maybe sneak into the second. But they're going to stay ahead of Houston.
Royals plus 125, yes. Minus 150, no. You think they get in?
Yeah, I think they do.
All right, this is another interesting one. The AL East, and I was on BetMGM this morning, and sure enough, it's happened. American League East winner. Orioles minus 125, Yankees minus 110. Who do you think wins the AL East?
So I'm going to go with the Yankees here. I know the Orioles have a two-game lead now, and they've been up most of the year, but I think coming towards the end of the season, the Yankees, a little bit more of a veteran team, a little bit more experience, I think they win the division. Although, KJ, I think the Orioles go deeper in the playoffs, but I think the Yankees win the division.
And National League, let's go with the American League MVP, Aaron Judge, minus 350, Gunnar Henderson, plus 350, Juan Soto, 1,300. It's Aaron Judge, as you would say.
Yeah, I'd be shocked if it wasn't Aaron. I mean, he's hitting 318, 32 homers, 83 RBIs, first in all those categories except average. Like, he's awesome.
Yeah, do you think Bryce Harper in the National League at 7-1 could bypass Shohei Ohtani?
So I think he's got a shot because Ohtani's not pitching, right? Like if Ohtani goes through a few weeks or he has a slump, then I could see Harper passing him by because Ohtani's not pitching. So I do give Harper a legitimate shot.
I give Ohtani probably putting down at least $1 million on himself. Can he do that?
Well,
can his interpreter do it for him, right?
Maybe Jackson could be his interpreter and do it for him.
There you go. Give me $1,000. That's how I would say it in Japanese to him. All right, KJ and Lines, the second hour next. We'll talk Celtics. Thank you so much for spending your Friday with us here on WEEI.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.